Here is Sub-Zero! Now, Plane Zero!
This movie has good and very bad things about it.
How this movie works.
Touch me, motherfucker.
This is spooky time.
If you got big titties, I'll do whatever you want.
Black Hawk needs to pee.
Don't y'all like this, boy? I didn't hit her. I didn't touch her. It's bullshit. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
You're doing like Jean-Claude Van
Damme. We're gonna fund him to Earth. We're gonna fund him. He's gonna be the hope for the human.
I hope she has it in my sack.
The son becomes the father. The father. Oh, no.
Alright. Yeah, it's just spell.
Hello. And welcome to another exciting episode of Plane Zero.
Why are you doing this?
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
It's not me doing it. I mean, it is me, but it's not Travis. The podcast dedicated. I can't.
You sound South African also.
Yeah. Yeah, you do. You totally sound South African random guy for St. Patrick's Day.
Too many prawns.
I don't know what you're talking about. I want to undo that bow and get to know you. That's Scottish.
You're actually
You don't
Irish.
Know what I'm talking about.
You're jumping around.
Okay, the podcast dedicated.
Dedicated to finding out if the movies...
Now you're Indian. What is happening?
Dedicated to finding out if the movies of the past hold up in the present. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
That is racist.
That's basically what you did.
That is racist, though.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, you guys get the gist. Thank you, Mr. Special Guest Opener, Introducer. We won't say who you are, but he's a very famous man. His name rhymes with Schmall and Farrell. Anyways, we'll call you back next week.
Rhymes with the Grindelwald.
Yeah, podcast dedicated, all that fun stuff. This is episode 239. Go to planezero.com where you can find links to the social media fun, such as, what's that place called? Facebook, Twitter, all of those. We're there.
Zelda.
You can find them. And it also has links to the iTunes where you can write a review, hit subscribe, and just listen and feed your ears delightful, dulcet tones of us.
Yeah. Nick's not here.
No,
he's here. What are you talking about? I'm here. I like basketball. My name's Nick.
Why do you always give him the Michael Jackson?
That's always been his voice.
I'm not giving anyone anything. That's how he's talking right now. Yeah, shut up, Shred. My name is Travis.
I'm Alex.
Aaron.
And I'm Nick. And I'm Swole. All right. So this week's movie was picked by...
me, Alex Shred.
Yeah, you're actually here for one of your picks.
Yeah, I picked The Last Castle. Came out in 2001. Stars Robert Redford and James Gandolfini.
Yes.
It's
rest in peace.
Yes, rest in peace. It's about a James Gandolfini is this fat fuck that runs a military.
Jeez. Body shaming.
He runs a military prison. Prison for military dudes.
He's the warden. He's the warden of a prison.
He's the warden. And Robert Redford's a ashamed general that has been court-martialed and sentenced to spend a number of years.
He also pled guilty and got, like, the trial was literally the same day.
Yeah. Justice system works fast, apparently. So yeah, he's here. He's gonna serve out a sentence. He's here. Yeah, he's gonna serve out a sentence, do his time, and go home. That's what he wants to do. But it turns out that
he made one comment.
This whole movie is misunderstandings.
This isn't a misunderstanding.
The linchpin for everything, though, it probably would have been okay. It might have taken longer for everything to happen. But it really
it
is.
Just
it's
starts.
A misunderstanding. He overhears him quoting his father.
Yeah.
And thinks he's saying it.
But technically...
He agrees with it, but yeah. But he's not saying it directly.
Okay, so what happens is, he says, you wrote a book, could you sign it for me? I have it in my office, I'm going to go get it. Robert Redford says, yeah, sure, go.
So he leaves the room. He goes eat some gabagool.
Yeah. So Cloud Strife is there, and he says,
he is.
Yeah. Okay. Before I keep making this
joke. He's also Sonny Corinthos's hitman. Nick, if Nick were here, he would know.
Steve Barton voices Cloud in Kingdom. Burton, sorry. Voices Cloud in Kingdom Hearts 2 and everything beyond that. He doesn't voice him in the first one.
Also in Advent Children, which is also beyond that, but
came after.
Where's
Kingdom
Hearts. Mother?
Yeah. So he looks at his collection of military pins and guns and swords and shit, and says, he quotes his dad, said, my dad says anyone that has a collection like this hasn't truly seen like
an actual battlefield.
Yeah, and I guess that's the point, is that James Gandolfini is in the military, but he isn't technically a guy that served on the front lines and all that. So Robert Redford's a little disgusted by that, but James Gandolfini overhears that, throws the book away.
He only hears part of it,
yeah.
And he hears it as if Robert Redford is flat out saying that about the colonel.
But yeah. He kind of is. If you have to bring that up in person, then you kind of are saying that about the colonel. Anyways, yeah. I mean, there's no.
I feel like it was more of a misunderstanding, though. He was just,
because even what happens later is a misunderstanding, because it's just him. Now he's paying attention to him, and he's watching him from the mirror or from the window, and all he sees is they're saluting him.
So
him
not allowed to salute in this prison. But Cesar Villalpando's saluting Robert Redford and GTA, San Andreas.
His name's Clifton Collins III.
And he's in a lot of
movies. That's the thing I know him for.
Like the Stone Age.
Or Westworld.
Or he's also Rules of Attraction.
Or Pacific Rim.
Or that one movie with Val Kilmer where there's a murderer.
Or Grand Theft Auto.
And his legs don't work.
Is that the Salton Sea?
No, it's like Body Hunters. Yeah, no one ever watched that movie.
Okay.
It has James Gandolfini connection because Jim ordered a season of Sopranos off of eBay and got a copy of Body Hunters in it for free 2 years before Body Hunters even came out in theaters. I don't know how it was in there, but
that's really weird.
Yeah. It was a delayed movie and there was
maybe someone just...
Yeah, but I saw Body Hunters 2 years before and I saw Body Hunters.
Dear...
Congrats.
Welcome.
With James James Gandolfini was in Sopranos, not Body Hunters.
But yeah, okay. But yeah, there's another prisoner at the yard, at the prison, who's... They never quite touch on too heavily why he is the way he is, but it seems like he broke... He had a bout of rage.
He has emotional problems or something.
Yeah, he snapped out of rage. While serving his commander.
He hit him with a claw hammer.
And he hit him with a claw hammer.
That's what he did.
And I think that's what just screwed him up. I think that's why he stutters as much ever since then.
Yeah.
But he's also kind of seems a little touched, like almost to the point where you wonder how he ever got into the armed forces. Yeah.
They only hire the smartest.
Well, no, but I'm saying he seems like he would have been unfit for duty if he was that way.
You said duty.
Yeah, I did.
So basically, James Gandolfini thinks that this guy's in here. He's trying to undermine my fucking authority.
I mean, he is, but whatever.
He is eventually.
No, yeah. I got some opinions about these characters.
He does. So from there on...
It's a salute.
So from there on, Robert Redford has seen how fucked up James Gandolfini can be when he's in charge. And eventually it comes to the point where he says, we gotta have his resignation. And then they decide, like, we're going to take over
The whole reason is because they're moving. There's all eventually. Okay, so the reason it's called The Last Castle is the place was probably originally supposed to be a castle built in the 1800s. Eventually turned into a prison. But there's this thing where he tries to punish Robert Redford by making him move stones back and forth. And then after that, they decide to use the stones and actually build a wall to build up sort of team morale amongst the prisoners.
Which was already something they were doing, the warden claimed he was letting them do because he's like, it gives them a sense of purpose.
And it was working, but the thing is, he didn't like that Robert Redford was the one who was like in control and making it work. And
but he really wasn't. All he really did was say, hey, listen to Aguilar, his father was a Mason.
Yeah, and
what happens is the wall looks shoddy, and it just looks like, put the fucking stones there, and that's it. Once he kind of sets himself in there, the wall actually looks decent and looks like a fucking proper wall.
Yeah, and then as an act of, like, aggression, James Gandolfini has it
torn down.
Wants to have it torn down.
Yeah.
Aguilar stands in front of it saying no.
We could use that now.
He gets shot with a rubber bullet to the head, dies, and that's what sets off the whole
life. He also gives the order to shoot him in the head, which basically he knew would be a kill shot.
I don't know if he wanted him dead or not.
He did. They talked about it earlier in the movie. They talked about, you ever see what happens when someone gets hit in the head with
it's a rubber bullet. It is a rubber bullet.
Because they said it's lights out, and they said that accidents, air quotes, have happened here. Someone turns their head the wrong way when the shot's given, blah, blah, blah. Like, James Gandolfini gave the order to kill him.
Yeah.
And that dude is he's a sure shot, right?
The asshole guy who keeps making those shots.
What's his name?
Yes.
Zamora or whatever. I don't know.
The guy who gets blowed up by the tail of a helicopter.
We'll get to that.
But because this, it sends off this whole thing where it's like prisoners against the prison itself, and Robert Redford decides to make it more about himself than about the actual people.
I don't know.
That's what it feels like. Mark Ruffalo was correct when he told him, you're using us as pawns. Mark Ruffalo was the true hero of this movie.
Well, yeah. I can't disagree with the fact that when he says you're using us as pawns, Robert Redford doesn't deny that.
He doesn't, and it's just like, it gets in the point of the movie where I feel like both James Gandolfini and Robert Redford are both like
the bad guys.
Yes, nah. It feels like the only person who I can trust is Mark Ruffalo.
Is it because you don't trust Robert Redford because he's Hydra?
Exactly. No, you got the Hulk and you got the Hydra agent in this movie.
Because it's like, there's a lot of dudes who it's like, bad stuff wouldn't have happened if Robert Redford would just be like, hey, man, like, just calm down. But he has them all.
Well, and the first time he doesn't calm down is because Aguilar is being punished unfairly.
But this, like, he...
And so he steps in.
He leads an insurrection, but it's like...
Star Trek insurrection.
It feels like
it's... Bad movie. Not watch it.
It's like done so he... Less like for retribution, more for I'm going to prove a point. And that's the whole thing, is like he's trying to prove a point. But it's like, at what cost?
You just don't know, man.
I feel like him and James Gandolfini, it's like, you both need to be put in timeout.
Jeff Goldblum, Jeff, right now.
You're jealous.
I don't like either character. Mark Ruffalo knew
this. Mark Ruffalo is the best character in the movie, obviously.
But he's also someone you can't trust.
No, there's a reason, though. It's like...
Because he was a drug smuggler who ratted on the people that he ordered to smuggle drugs.
Yes.
That's why you can't trust him.
So was on Solo, so...
Well, that's true. Yeah. But he didn't rat on the people that he hired to...
But hey, he welched on his drug running.
Well, what was he going to do? He had to.
Well, exactly. See?
And you know what? If he didn't do that, then you know what?
No difference.
He welched? He got juices?
Yes. But yeah, I feel like the movie becomes a cat and mouse game.
And, oh, it's total cat and mouse.
And it's Robert Redford.
But also, remember, the soldiers go to Robert Redford early on and try to get him to help them.
They do, but then Robert Redford, he turns into an actual chess game.
But remember, Robert Redford remember, his order was to save save as many lives as possible because he already knew at the end of the day what his final plan was to sacrifice himself.
It's the prison thing. He's twisting these men to do his bidding. I don't like
that.
Is
he?
Yes, he is.
No.
I don't trust these authority figures.
No, because they asked him.
Yeah.
You're rallying for the man. He's the man.
The real unspoken hero is? Is the guy who was a jerk who tripped him, and then all of a sudden he's beating up everyone.
Everyone in this movie.
But remember, all these people are actual criminals who did terrible things.
And we don't know what they did.
Exactly. Most of them.
They all did terrible things. All committed.
You know who the real hero of this movie is? Delroy Lindo.
Because when you think about it.
Think about it.
They're all part of the military industrial complex.
Oh, don't do this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Robin Wright. That was Robin Wright, right? His daughter?
Was it?
I felt like it was, but now I'm not sure.
Was that Robin Wright?
I have no idea.
I'll check it out.
Robin Wright.
Check it out.
But Mark
Ruffalo. Is that, No.
That was the Beastie Boys.
Mark Ruffalo had the right idea, and then all of a sudden
I thought you were doing Limp Bizkit.
He was convinced to fly a helicopter and spin it into a dude.
He did that on
his own. He should have died from that.
Oh, no, he should have.
Like, I swear I saw the entire insides of that helicopter get engulfed in flames.
Yeah. For a second.
Roll over like four times.
I saw a puppet get engulfed in flames, too.
But then he jumped out.
But yeah, the Freddie Mercury, Dan Severn looking guy.
Which guy?
The guy with the mustache.
Oh,
he's awesome.
The dude who took on all the water cannon guards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that guy was.
They
cool.
They made a trebuchet.
Yeah. Okay. That was what was one
no,
of the.
There are some definite leaps that have to be made in this movie.
Like, I don't think you learn, like, as brilliant as Robert Redford was supposed to be. Do you learn to make trebuchets on the field?
I heard that they are easy to make,
but
my thing is like, when? How did the guards not notice? Oh, they just build a fucking trebuchet.
You also need like a prop, like proper say a mathematics
that
and stuff.
And that looks like a really good looking trebuchet, like sanded down.
That is good looking.
No, it looks like they put a lot of work and effort into it.
To make a proper trebuchet, you need to have an understanding of weight and balance, too.
It was Robin Wright.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, uncredited. And that's why it took me to the bottom of IMDb to find her.
And then she becomes the president.
But I wasn't crazy. I knew it.
Like, they made all these, like, it was, like, I understand people making prison shanks and stuff. And like, but, man, they were making trebuchets and rocket launchers. And it was like,
well, all that was a tube with a...
But... That was a bridge too far for me. That was like...
That's a different movie.
Yes, it is.
But like, I understand
it's over the River Kwai.
The lighting the bags and like... that I got. But it was like the trebuchet...
The trebuchet is the craziest part.
What's that in the corner?
They showed them very briefly that they had different parts of it and they reconnected
it. But they were hidden in trash cans, but it's like no one's checking the trash, like...
That's the biggest...
Hey, that's on James Gandolfini.
Also, these inmates have a lot of alone time, like where they can just plan and shit. Like there was the cafeteria scene.
I was wondering,
they at least explained it briefly, but they had, but it seemed like it was weird because at that point for making their plan, they had the two guys start a fight, so all the guards would take them out.
But like, there's no cooks there.
No, that's the thing. The cooks were there in the background
because the cooks are usually other prisoners.
But when you have a like prison cooks, you also have a lead cook who's not a prisoner.
I don't know.
That's
Red did it all on her own.
Yeah, shout out to Red.
That's one of the unrealistic things about that. There's
I know. Well, there's that's one.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
Oz was more realistic, and that had had Luke Perry as a giant Jesus.
Oz is the bad guy
in
the Flash.
Luke Perry was in that?
Luke Perry was in like towards the end of the series.
Oh wow!
And then he like turned into a giant Jesus hallucination.
And all our thoughts and prayers are with you, Archie's father.
I'm thinking of Oz, right? He is the bad guy in the Flash, right?
Yeah, Oz Striker?
Yeah.
From American Pie?
I'm talking about the show Oz.
I know you were.
Yeah. Oz was a good show. Kind of. But yeah, the trebuchet was like, it was funny, like, they got a trebuchet. And it was like,
James Gandolfini's voice is so James Gandolfini.
He comes off as a nerd in this movie.
No, he's a very much a nerd.
Like,
he's a very much a nerd.
If he dropped 20 pounds and wasn't dead, he could play Dr. Octopus. If he was doing,
No, but he would sound like James Gandolfini.
If he was doing PS4.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that because he would still sound like James Gandolfini.
If he was doing PS4 Doc Ock.
Like, he could play the Kingpin. Huh? I'm pretty sure anyone who plays the piece, as soon as Doc Ock comes on screen, they're going to be like, I wonder who he turns into.
Well, I'm going
to
be honest.
The real question to me was
when.
The surprise was that it happened. Well, yeah. Spoiler alert! PS4 Spider-Man.
But
I guess.
But honestly, it's
if you're playing the game and you haven't gotten very far, or you plan to play the game, just mute us for about 10 seconds.
The moment he appears,
after we already
the
said
moment
all this.
He appears in the game, you're just like, it's like, oh shit! So Doc Ox is in this game.
Because I thought they were setting it up for a second game.
Yeah,
and so it's like the fact that it happened in the third act. Was the twist.
Yeah.
And that's the twist that's worth preserving. Okay. You can unmute us now. We won't talk about that anymore.
I'm sorry.
We'll flash on your screens.
He turns in the third act.
We'll flash on your screens when you can start listening again.
The Flash will be on your screens? The Flash.
But, he's a jealous nerd who wants to keep control.
All because of one comment.
The two best guys in the movie are Aguilar and Yates.
Yeah. I mean,
and Cloud Strife.
Really, it is.
Well, Cloud Strife actually does the right thing at the end. It's because Robert Redford at the beginning tells him you're better than this.
Really, it's James Gandolfini playing chess with Robert Redford. That's what the whole movie is.
And
James
they've said that numerous times because he even does the whole, like, hey, you play chess with someone, you tend to realize their first three moves are always the same.
Yeah. So,
which is why he does the fake kidnapping of Delroy Lindo. Stop eating my sesame cake.
He needed to see the old, like, how far is he going to go? Because that's a pretty extreme act.
Fargo's a different show.
No. It brought down a helicopter.
It's awesome.
But they explained it. He was a pilot.
Shred's hair just got like 10 inches longer out of nowhere.
It did. I saw it.
I don't know what just happened. Now it's over your shoulders. What's going on?
Technically, what happened was he brought that helicopter himself down because he uses the tail blades to blow up the bad guy.
No, I'm talking about the hook. Like they hooked the helicopter with a.
But that wasn't to bring it down. That was just to get him up there.
Yeah, the water cannon. They put a hook in. That's just
hooks in you, hooks in me, bro.
If Mythbusters was still a thing, I'd like them to Mythbust this movie.
How
come they didn't? This was ripe for Mythbuster stuff.
Because no one watched this movie. It didn't make budget.
Did it not?
No, it didn't.
I'd just like to say that Robert Redford hadn't changed yet. Like what his do you face mean? Wasn't.
Oh,
full leather. He wasn't Hydra Robert Redford yet.
Though?
It was starting, but it
back then people,
he was still handsome.
But back then people still probably thought like, man, he looks old now.
But
now you see him, it's like, man, he looks really old now.
Still handsome.
I mean,
he's Robert Redford,
he took
bro.
Off his shirt.
You tell me you wouldn't.
He was still old man buff back then.
I know.
But you knew they put that in there because they probably
And then know what he did? He ruined all his credibility because he held Hydra.
Yes.
Can't trust Robert Redford in anything. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. You know what?
The Sting.
He held Hydra.
You know what? He joined the Bolivian Army.
He's in the Sting.
I don't know.
Sting. The Sting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's in the Raptors.
Yeah. Coming down, beating up
what
Hulk
else?
Hogan.
God damn it. East Egg and West Egg.
I was going to say McCabe and Mrs. Miller. Oh, Great Gatsby.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Grand Gatsby.
The original movie version of the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, I mean, his character is so weird though in this movie because it's like, he's supposed to be a good guy, but at the same time
he's a good guy.
No. But it's the traits of manipulating people, which he is good at. And they make it clear, like, yeah, he's good at getting people to agree with him.
You don't become a three-star general.
But that's what's weird. It's like, for the time the movie came out, like, this is all, like, hailed as, like, man, yeah, that's good on him, but now in today's times, it's like he's manipulating people. That's kind of people can't like. Come on. What if those people?
You tell me you don't want to manipulate people?
Not like that.
Mm.
If I had superpowers, that's different.
Let's not do this.
Superpowers?
He doesn't have superpowers. He's just
He does. He has the power of suggestion, bro.
Ridiculous.
It makes you do things that you wouldn't do.
Some dude is like, "You're my pawn," and it's like, "All right." That's the military.
If you make Sebastian Stan try to kill people and all that, you know, you got superpowers.
Ridiculous. But yeah, like I think it's
fucking Alexander Pierce.
By the way, was that flag CGI?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, there are moments in this movie that feel like they're filmed in front of a green screen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Like they're weird. It's like when
I've just noticed the one that mentioned to me earlier.
When,
but that was it.
When James Gandolfini and Delroy Lindo are talking,
I hate that I think you're saying Gandolfini now. You ruined this.
When they're talking,
I ruined
in front of the prison, and they show like the sky in the background. It looks like he's in front of a green screen of the prison. There's a few scenes that look like that where they show the sky and the.
They might have been reshoots and punch ups, so they didn't have like the budget to go back.
There's certain scenes that look like that, and I'm just like, the hell is going on? Like,
you know what? This was the early 2000s. We're going to, you know, it happens.
I'm pretty sure that flag was CGI.
I saw this movie in the theaters, bro.
You actually did?
Wow. Yeah.
Oh.
Did you think it was about DVD?
Did you really think about it was about a castle?
No. I knew what it was actually about because I'd seen trailers, dude.
The last episode of Castle should have been called The Last Castle.
Yeah.
That's true. But that's a joke for people who love this movie, and I don't know how many of them there are.
So what drew you to go see this movie?
This was also during a time where the friends that I was hanging out with, or as friend of the show Abe would call them, my real friends, we were going to the movies every Friday all year round, so it didn't matter what come out, we would see. Even like we would just, sometimes it would be like, well, there might be like once or twice where we just didn't go because nothing looked worthwhile, but it's like, hey, that looks okay. And so I saw Spy Game in theaters. I saw this in theaters. I saw Changing Lanes in theaters, bro, with Samuel Jackson and Ben Affleck. That movie should be just called Hitting You Over the Head with a Message.
What's it about?
Racism.
Oh. And Changing Lanes.
And also changing lanes.
Use your turn signal.
Changing lanes daily. Yeah, but yeah, we were seeing like just about everything. And I think we were all like, I think I wasn't looking forward to it this one as much, but it wasn't my turn to pick. And I was like, but it was still
zero in real time, basically.
Kind of. But it was also, it wasn't quite like that, but it was just like every once in a while it's like, well, it looks better than the other movies and it's, you know, my other friends won't really want to see it. So yeah, I'll just go.
Don't you disgrace my flag.
I bought this on DVD after seeing this. So you know, liked it. You know what? When we saw this in theaters, there were audible cheers. Audible cheers. So here it comes. When Mark Ruffalo says, "I took it, you murdering fuck."
Yeah. Oh my.
In the theater, you could hear people going, "Yeah."
Did everyone?
You know what the best part is? Watching it, when I saw this in theaters, never saw that part coming. Like, was just like, I don't know what's going to happen. Tawny figured it out instantly as soon as he was, when he was in the office and the guy started the fight outside the distraction, she's like, "Oh, this is a good game. I like what's about to happen."
Did people cheer when the flag was raised?
No.
Oh, they did.
Did people cheer when what's his face got blown up by the helicopter?
No, it was literally just that scene. That was the scene that got the reaction. People laughed at the funny stuff. Like there's not a lot of it.
There's some funny stuff every now and then.
It's like, he didn't put the flag upside down?
No, because he was trying to just show how crazy James Gandolfini is. Gandolfini.
It felt very lackluster. It was like, okay, put it upright. And that was a moment of supposed to be like...
You've seen this before, right?
Yes. Okay. And I hadn't seen it. Like,
you called it Kino when he picked it.
I did.
Last time I saw this movie was maybe 10 years ago on HBO.
It might have been that for me too, honestly.
And I liked it a lot back then, but now it's like, I think because my feelings on things have changed.
By the way, to anyone
that's... I still enjoyed it.
No, it's not a bad movie. It's just, I view it different. I view it as two bad guys using people.
No, I still don't... I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but...
But he's still trying to make... The changes still needed to be made.
Yeah.
They
couldn't have done it on their own.
Are the girls in Orange is the New Black the bad guys for taking over the prison? Actually, they do. They do sexually assault some of the guards, so yeah.
Actually, yes. That's the thing. That, like, you can't fight bad with bad. That's what Robert Redford did. He didn't...
But what about when you need someone to save the president's daughter?
You need a bad dude.
That's a Disney movie.
No, that's number one.
My date with the president's daughter.
President. You do need bad dudes. So, if you're saving the president's daughter, that's Leon Kennedy, who is also kind of a bad dude.
The aftermath of this movie...
Resident Evil 4.
This is like a Breakfast Club situation. We think everything's going to be fine. Mark Ruffalo murdered a guy.
In the Breakfast Club?
Yes, he murdered the janitor.
Well, he also ate people in the Hulk. It's fine.
But I'm saying...
As the Hulk.
So
what? When did he...
They've implied that the Hulk might have eaten some people.
Ooh.
So he murders the dude.
He kills Stan Lee in that movie.
The prisoners are going to get extended sentences. Stan Lee. Do you understand? Robert Redford used all these prisoners to prove a point, and what do they get? Probably extended sentences for all of them.
But probably a better prison system.
Oh, yay. Prison's better, but now we're here for an extra 30 years.
You don't know that.
They led an insurrection. You know what happens in real prisons when inmates lead insurrections? Their sentences get doubled.
Look, one dude died. He deserved it. That's about it.
Dudes probably got burned. Guards getting burned and stuff.
It looked like the only ones that got burned were the prisoners.
Yeah, but at least James Gandolfini's now in there with them as an inmate.
And honestly, I'm going to be honest.
He's going to get a different kind of gabagool.
Dude's going to get the nicest prison.
Is James Gandolfini even going to go to prison?
Not. He's just going
to
lose his position.
Or is he? Because you know why? He shot a dude leading an insurrection. Technically, he didn't do anything wrong. Everyone disobeyed him, which is technically chain of command. They were just, the ending felt like a dream. It was like a fever dream. It's like, it was like, and then everyone cheered and it felt like a copypasta meme.
Oh, you know who he was? Albert Einstein.
It's like, and then Robert Redford, he got up and said, "No, sir." And he went to the flag and raised it. Like, what the real thing Robert Redford accomplished is getting a bunch of inmates extended sentences and himself killed.
But Gandolfini definitely would have lost his position. Not necessarily gone to prison.
Would he have?
No, because Delroy Lindo told him, he flat out told him, if you have one more incident like this.
That's a normal incident, though. This is a prison uprising.
But he had also proved that he can't control his prisoners.
I don't know.
And also, that dude is a little biased towards Robert Redford. But
this type of incident, I imagine there would be a larger court case surrounding it, since it's a prison uprising. Since they built trebuchets.
No, they let them all go.
Yeah, you're free.
No,
once you prove that the prisoner, the guard is bad, they let you go because they're like, oh, you shouldn't have been here to begin with.
You guys are playing proud to be an American in your head right now.
This movie did come out.
And I'm playing war. What is it good
you
for?
You realize this was, you know, you realize when this movie came out, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Right after 9/11.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was 2001, but I don't think it was right
this
after.
This movie's not from the 90s?
No.
No, 2001.
Oh my god, I thought this movie was from like 1998 or something.
98 to 2001.
No, it's official. Let's see, it's official proud release date. Being American, was... at least I, you know what I am, I'm bub? Free. You know what? I am bub. October 19th, 2001.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This was in development before 9/11.
Yes.
Yes, and it was released after.
Oh, wow.
The original poster was the flag upside down, and people,
of course,
didn't like that.
Because people think that's an anti-American symbol, but it's not.
I knew what it meant.
No, but a lot of people think that a flag...
Why is it that I knew that in grade school?
Because your father was a vet.
No, he never taught me that shit.
Oh, my grandpa taught me that.
I learned that in elementary school. That's what it meant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I learned it from my grandpa. That flag upside down just means distress.
But apparently
No. You guys are all wrong. A flag upside down means you're in the mirror world.
True. You're burning a flag is the only way you can dispose of it.
We had to burn one in...
Burning a flag isn't necessarily a sign of unpatriotism, but... Because I definitely learned from my dad.
I learned that
because
in Cub
we
Scouts.
Had a flag that we would put up like for the holidays, like for 4th of July, Christmas, Easter.
St. Patrick's Day.
All those American holidays. And so, but at one point, it hit the ground. Like part of it, just part of it touched the ground. And he folded it up.
Oh, he actually went that far?
He folded it up, and he put it in the fireplace, he saluted it, and then he walked away. The salute part was kind of a joke because he looked at me and laughed.
I'm proud to be an American!
But he is. I mean, they are. He served in the Air Force,
I know. But even my dad wouldn't go that fucking far with it.
No, but he disposed of it properly.
What's funny, though, is like you saying this right now, when we were coming here, you had there's like a neighbor who was like, I guess he had just washed his flag. You didn't see it, but he was like banging it against the wall.
Well, that's not how you treat a flag.
No, it's not.
But meanwhile, he had a flag flying already, so he had two giant American flags.
Yeah. We are in OC, so, you know.
California, here we come.
But we're in the edges of OC on the southern side.
Oh, so past OC is nothing but anti-American.
No, no, but I'm just saying, you said where we are, like, because no, we're.
But,
I'm making a joke that there's a lot of
right-wing. The message of this is very weird, very weird, like, considering today how things are, which is why I view Robert Redford and. It's like
I feel like certain people would say that he's
the bad
guy in this
movie.
You know
what I feel like? You remove Robert Redford and James Gandolfini from the from the equation, everyone's okay.
Well, yeah, but the only way to remove that's you know what?
That is what happened.
That's the end of the movie.
No.
There's your happy
but
ending,
at what
bro.
At what cost? Dude's getting extended sentences.
You don't know that, though.
They led a prison insurrection. You think it's going to be
that part's probably true. Okay,
yeah. Because it's going to be like, oh, you built a trebuchet? It's fine. No. The dudes alone who like sent like the fire towards other guys, those dudes are in deep shit.
Yeah. But if you don't, you can't properly identify
the guy
who did what.
Who stole a helicopter and then destroyed government property and murdered someone? That guy is probably in trouble too.
Oh, and also conspiracy. You know how many conspiracy charges these dudes are going to get?
Probably a lot.
Oh my god. Robert Redford.
So you're saying Aguilar got off light?
Yeah, Robert Redford peaced out and was like, oh, well, I got what I wanted.
I mean, he died.
Yeah, but everyone else It's like, oh shit, we're gonna be in prison.
But he also realized he probably wouldn't have much of a future with his son, or with his grandson, which is all he wanted. So he was okay to die a warrior's death.
He
was resigned to it the moment she visited and said, "No, we're cool."
Like Tim Robbins didn't take everyone down with him. Tim Robbins did the smart thing
and saved Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Well, no.
No, because Morgan Freeman he stayed out.
I thought you said Tony Robbins, and I was really confused for a second.
It's Tony Robbins' giant teeth.
We'll need to do that movie eventually. We got to do the Shawshank. TNT classics.
Yes, you do.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Con Air was a TNT classic, wasn't it?
You know what? Con Air is just a classic.
True.
Have we done Con Air?
Nope. No. We haven't done The Rock. We haven't done Con Air. We did Armageddon.
You must read from the Con Air or whatever.
The Con Air?
What is that? What is that? The Con Air. Oh, that's 300.
Yeah.
Yeah, read from the Con Air.
But it's not the Con. It's something else now. I can't think of what it was.
The Con Air.
All right.
But yeah, James.
By the way, to anyone that has played Call of Duty Black Ops, they ripped off the entire prison.
Carl on Duty Black Ops. Yeah, I love that.
They ripped off the entire prison uprising thing. They do like literally everything in that game that they did in here.
Really?
Uh huh.
They built a wall?
No. I mean the uprising.
See, this movie's about building walls. We're about tearing them down.
Well, that's what James Gandolfini does.
I'll see. Hero. Hero. No, he's not. No one's a hero in this movie. Except the dude who died. And Mark Ruffalo, kind of, and then he went crazy.
You know what? The doctor's the only...
he ran a helicopter into a dude. He's probably going to get the death penalty. He's going to get a death sentence.
They haven't done that in a long time. Martin Sheen got the death penalty.
What year was this? Come on.
2001.
Yeah, he's definitely going to get...
I don't think they did that.
In the military, I'm pretty sure if you kill another guy while in military prison, yeah. Man, he killed an officer and a gentleman. Yeah, see? And Robert Redford got to raise his flag, and everyone's like, well, honey, I'm going to be here for another 30 years. Sorry.
But you know what? They did it knowing that they were themselves.
And then James Gandolfini's going to get a slap on the wrist. It's like going to be like, well, we have to move you to another place, but you know, it was a prison uprising. Robert Redford overplayed his hand.
But James Gandolfini lost all his toys.
Yeah, see, that's it.
And they used Aguilar's stone to...
Robert Redford's a mathematician, apparently.
Yeah.
Because he knew exactly where it would hit.
Two feet forward. Well, because he knows it's right in front of the window.
If
it goes through the window, yeah, it's 10 feet.
We're feet 2 forward. Feet forward. 2 feet.
That the you leave Alexander Pierce alone. He was right. Alexander Pierce was trying to save our world. Cleanse it.
By the way, did you see the meal that James Gandolfini was eating?
Sandwich with the Diet Coke.
It was like bologna sandwich and Diet Coke and chips. And I'm just like,
Tani asked, "Does anyone drink water in this movie? Because they're all drinking either tea
or soda,
or lemonade."
But you know what? Sometimes. Maybe that's the stuff you want.
Wait, why is this commanding officer eating like bologna sandwiches?
Maybe he likes them.
Yeah,
I don't appreciate that.
My dad likes bologna sandwiches.
And it has a first name, bro.
Yeah,
it's OSCAR.
Yeah. What is it?
It also has a second name.
Tony Soprano.
It's MEY.
Should be eating Capricola. Some gabagool.
Some gabagool.
I'm eating my fucking sandwich.
Roman costume.
Eating my fucking sandwich.
He would have. You know what? There was a place in Walnut on Valley that unfortunately closed.
The Deli on Valley?
Yes.
As people called it?
No, that was what it was.
Was that the actual name
of it? Yeah. They had a sandwich called the Tony Soprano.
There was a sandwich place called Gandolfini's.
Really?
No, it's a real place.
But the Tony Soprano sandwich
Gandolfo's or something.
So
isn't it Gandolfini's?
No, it wasn't Gandolfini's.
Wow.
We called it something else. There was one in Rancho, and then there was one that opened in downtown Fullerton.
Yeah.
And I got excited, and then it's closed.
Damn.
It's been closed for a while, too. That's a great sandwich place.
That's a good
sandwich. Could hear it in my voice because I said great.
That's a good sandwich. That sandwich is so good. Very, very good.
That's a good.
Tear down that wall.
That's a solid Tony Soprano. All right. So does the magic asshole hold up, Aaron?
Okay. So barring everything I've pretty much said, it's still a good movie.
Travis, what is this thing?
It's an old DVD.
Case. Shred loves pointing out random stuff, and like he just has asides while we're trying to get to it. You could have asked me after. You could have asked me not in the middle of Aaron's thing. You jerk.
So yeah,
you murdering fuck.
It's still a good movie.
Theater goes wild.
I feel like the message though is different for me.
But the message, it means so much.
No, for me, the message is
love more, thy neighbor.
It's more like this is what happens when
it makes so much sense
when people with power and people who once wield power want to continue to have power. Robert Redford wanted to be in charge. James Gandolfini wanted to be in charge.
Feeney.
The prisoners just, they wanted to live their lives and just...
Without Gandolfini.
Make bets and just, you know, have a good time. But no, it still holds up.
This whole episode, you basically pulled a shred. It's like, I hate this movie. No, it's pretty good.
I hate the motivations of the... It's about two assholes to me. That's what this movie is about.
But I think what he means is it's put together very well.
Oh, no, it's, you know, it's still a good story.
Yeah.
But it's not... It's not a heroic story to me. It's a story of manipulation and coercion and getting these men extended sentences because, you know, they were either easily misled by this legend.
Easily?
This is like
easily.
This is like Hulk Hogan coming back to the WWE and convincing them all to revolt against Vince McMahon. Even though Vince McMahon's a horrible person, it'd be kind of similar. You could have a movie like that, actually. That's what the movie...
Hulk versus the McMahon.
You comparing Robert Redford to Hulk Hogan is disgusting.
No.
That dude ratted out people wanted health insurance.
Let's look at it, though. Like, in terms of, like, unions. Legend status. Hulk Hogan, Robert Redford, that's pretty similar. Nah. But anyways, yeah, it holds up. I think if people watch it with a fresh mind who, like, don't know about the context at the time, will agree with me that it's like, oh yeah, look at these bad dudes. Not bad enough to save the president, though.
That's why they're in prison.
That's for sure. But yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah, it holds up. You're an American. That's all I'm going to say. No, I enjoyed it. I don't think I read all this stuff into it that you necessarily did, but that's probably because I also saw it at the time it was released. And to me, it was just... There's always this thing where I don't try to read in too much to certain things. Like when I'm watching a movie,
especially American things.
No, when I'm watching a movie, it's just a movie. Like it's entertaining. It did what it was supposed to do. It entertained me, but it was also a solid story.
No, it's a good story.
I'm inclined to enjoy Robert Redford just because of stuff I've seen him in prior to this. Because
you think he's sexy.
Well, you don't. Yeah, I don't know what I said. I think I had a stroke. I enjoy Robert Redford. Like, it broke my heart when he said Hell Hydra.
Did it actually?
Not really. Well, because you see it coming.
No.
After a while, you kind of see it coming. But still.
No, when...
I don't know why I pictured Gary Shandling as John C. Reilly instead.
Gary Shandling still has the best moment in that movie.
I wish it was John C. Reilly instead.
When the British lady or whatever does, when that old lady does the head scissors takedown, I was like, this is the greatest fucking movie in the world. And then she rips off her face. I'm like, aww.
From American Werewolf in London.
I remember. Oh, that is
no.
Yeah, she's in the old lady. Yes, that's the main
from Logan's Run.
Why can't I think of her actual real name?
She was in Logan's Run.
Yeah.
Jenny Agutter.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, she's in Logan's Run. Side boob everywhere. That's a sad point. No, but I agree with you. It is a really good
movie.
No, I know.
But I understand completely what you're saying, but I just didn't see it when I watched it.
You just want to give besitos to Robert Redford?
Yes.
Who doesn't? Come on.
Once again, who doesn't? And also, this was the movie that introduced me to Mark Ruffalo, because at the time I had no idea who a Mark Ruffalo was.
I swear I've seen him in something earlier than this, but I can't recall.
But yeah, no, you know what? I still enjoy the movie. It's still real to me, bro.
I don't know when it was when he became like a known actor, but I swear he was like in a bunch of stuff. But like,
he was in something else before he was the Hulk, and I know...
He was in a lot of stuff. Like, he was in... He was in this. He was in 13 going on 30. He was in The Kids Are All Right.
Is 13 going on 30 when I first...
It might have been. But I think this was before that. But I'm not sure.
But the first movie where I really like took notice of him was Zodiac.
Oh, he's good in Zodiac.
Yes, that is the one where
Is that you're going to punch me?
Yeah! I love that movie. I would pick it for this, but it's just too fucking
With long. Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah, Tony and... Bruce are in that movie.
Science Bros.
Yeah, that's right. He was in Date Night.
He was
with oh. Yeah. He's in Shutter Island.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
The Kids Are All Right, which is actually really good. He's in Where the Wild Things Are.
You know what?
I've never actually seen.
I've never seen
I like
it
Shutter Island more than Inception.
The Brothers Bloom.
I will probably say that.
Zodiac.
Yeah.
Zodiac's a great
All
movie.
The King's Men.
Didn't see it.
Just Like Heaven. Not just tell like me, Heaven. Tell me. Wait, just Like Heaven. That's that... with Reese Witherspoon where she dies.
And Robert Smith.
Oh, yes. Wait. I thought you... Wait. Wait.
A lonely landscape architect falls for the spirit of the beautiful woman who used to live in his new apartment.
That is a hell of a title.
I was thinking of the,
so it's just
the,
like
the Chris Heaven. Rock remake
oh,
of Heaven,
Heaven
Can,
Can
Wait.
Wait.
Yeah.
He was in Rumor Has It.
But I remember
13
when...
13 going on 30.
Oh, that must have been the first thing.
Collateral, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind
oh,
was before 13
shit.
Going on 30.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the Cut, which was that movie with Meg Ryan. They talk about it in Knocked Up.
Oh.
So if we ever do that, you'll now know what, oh, you'll know what I'm talking about. Wind Talkers.
Oh.
The Last Castle. Before The Last Castle,
that?
The Last Castle was pretty much his big breakout
yeah.
movie
wow.
then.
Because I remember when... Because
I think he did bit parts and stuff before that.
Because Wind Talkers... I had seen Wind Talkers when that came out.
Don't
Apartment
watch
12,
I
the
do not watch Wind Talkers.
I liked Ride it when it came devil. Out.
Oh, yeah, but...
Before I knew any better.
Yeah.
He was in 54, but I doubt he was a big part of 54.
Because, see, there was a point when anything Nick Cage came out...
You'd watch
I was there. I was there.
Oh, no. It's...
Yeah,
it's a,
I get that.
It's an entertaining movie. It's not good.
You gotta have the Native Americans on our side.
And that was the dude from...
That was almost basically just the... Just Jimmy Stewart.
Or Buffalo Bill.
But yeah, it was like Jimmy Stewart fucked Buffalo Bill. And that was their
Nick
kid.
Nick Cage sounds a lot like Jimmy Stewart and Buffalo Bill and Cher. Nick Cage is like oh. a mixture of them.
Oh my god.
That's the wildest three-way ever. Shred, does The Last Castle hold up?
Real talk, real quick. I lost my point. Thank you. Oh. All right. Yes.
You're welcome.
It holds up.
Oh, when is the first time you saw this? Because you picked it.
Like, I want to say, like you said, about 10 years ago.
Oh,
it was on HBO okay. a bunch, and I remember watching it then. But I remember when Mark Ruffalo got signed to play Bruce Banner. I was like, oh, yeah, that's the guy from The Last Castle.
That's what you
or mean. Zodiac. Yeah.
And now I just listed all these movies in between that.
Yeah.
But it's like, yo, it's the guy from The Last Castle.
No, but that's what I knew him from.
No, and, I know, because I hadn't seen a lot of those other movies.
And Zodiac. Just,
the first scene.
I've seen Zodiac.
Because I had to watch this movie twice, because like, when it came upon on HBO, the first the thing I like opened up on was just Robert Redford moving rocks without a shirt on.
And, so like, and then you whipped it out.
No, I was like, what the hell movie is this? What the hell's going on? Yeah. And then I was like, I guess I'll catch it again when it came on. And I did. And I was like, this is really good. Yeah.
And then you saluted it.
This was shortly after Michael Moore was going, shame on you, Mr. President. Remember that?
And then you saluted it and rubbed your hand through your hair.
Because that's... this was after 9/11.
So. Ribbon peace, Aguilar.
We had a... Things were different back
things
then.
Things were different. Oh, yeah, there's a statistic about 9/11 now, but we're not going to talk about that.
Tell me after. Yeah, but
there's a tweet that someone made that...
That I shared, but yeah.
I'll look at it later. But yeah.
But it was earlier in the week, so I'll just tell you.
Okay.
Okay, people born after 9/11 are now 18.
Oh. Oh, that one. Yeah.
I'm proud to be an American.
All right.
As you're just pounding
yeah.
ass.
So, wait, I wish we could have isolated that so I could use that for the next opening.
As you're just pounding
no,
ass.
No, it
yeah.
doesn't sound the same. It's not organic.
Oh, my
all right, God. Just let's get through this so we can...
Yeah, so...
You could probably use that whole little bit.
It holds up?
Yeah, it holds up. I enjoy like, just the dynamics between all the characters and all that. And even then, you kind of get little, like, flashes of... I know they can't flesh out every fucking character.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want in this office... You don't know. You don't buy this desk.
And honestly, Steve Burton should have just used a Buster sword and killed James Gandolfini.
He had a weird haircut. This
yeah,
movie.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
He looked like Barry Pepper.
Yeah, he's a very Barry Pepper type actor.
Yeah.
Last time I saw Barry Pepper, he got shot off a horse.
Yes, he did. True Grit.
True Grit.
Oh, that's right. Jesus.
And then before that, I saw him get shot off like a tower.
And
or something.
Now he makes Grace based films and all that. Yeah, he made some of those too,
and then he became
like
a bad
the faith based films.
I think Grace.
He's done
I
some
like,
of that. He's
I was
done,
just thinking, who's Grace?
And he wouldn't eat Grace. You literally were thinking of Christmas Vacation. Who's Grace?
When you said Grace Maisel, I was like, Grace?
Yeah, no, he doesn't have, like, because I always enjoyed Barry Pepper. He was a good actor. Yeah, and then what destroyed him was probably making Battlefield Earth.
Or being a bad guy in Prototype 2.
But he wasn't the bad guy because he didn't voice the character.
I know. Maybe it was a good
thing. I always confused him with Alex Winters because they look very similar.
I get that.
I confuse him with Alex Mercer because he is him.
All right, Aaron, anything to recommend?
You can find me on Obscure Aaron across social media. Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. Commissions are open, so if you need me to draw anything, people have been having me do avies a lot, so that's
cool. Avatars.
Yes. Recommendations. I just saw Umbrella Academy.
I still haven't watched it.
It's very good. It's just frustrating because, as most shows do now, they end on cliffhangers. That's not really a spoiler. That's just
got renewed.
I said that's annoying, and you said those shows, bro. Now
it's, no. It's
they literally just. Like this, like 2 days ago, I think.
It's annoying because it's like, because I know where it's going, because I've read the books, so it's like, oh god, I have to wait now. But no,
I read those? Would I like those?
Yes,
okay. they're good. I want to go back and reread them. Plus, I still haven't read Dallas.
There's only volume one and two.
Shot.
It's weird. Only volume one and two are out in trade. There's like they should collect the short stories because there's like six or seven short stories. And the current series, I think, is ongoing.
Well, has it started?
Yeah, it started in October. Yeah,
they might do it now if the show's.
Really oh no, awesome. they're probably gonna do an omnibus or something.
Yeah,
Omnibus.
Absolute Umbrella.
Academy. Absolute Lad. Absolute Unit.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolute Unit Edition. But yeah, it's pretty good, and it's on Netflix. And my other recommendation is I finished Frasier, and. Woo!
It seems like you just started Frasier.
Woo lad. And then lad. It's
so weird to me that you're recommending a show that's been on TV for years and years.
Its ending is just like I can't wait, and I hope it continues because I need to know what happened. I need to know what happened to Dr. Crane. Now I've started Cheers.
You're going backwards.
I skipped season one and two.
Really?
You know what? It felt so like. I couldn't do it. I don't know why. And if for people wondering, why did I skip season one too? Well, because Frasier doesn't join the cast till season three.
But see, season two has some good stuff.
You should have. It's the Sam and Diane romance and all that stuff.
But when does Woody show up?
That's like season four.
Right? Yeah. It's after Coach dies.
Yeah.
Or is he there when Coach is there?
Spoiler alert.
No, in real life, the actor died.
No, I know.
You asshole. You know what? I don't have to apologize for spoiling a movie or a show that's 30 years old.
Coach is awesome, but
yeah, no, Coach is great.
Season three,
and I'm not talking about Craig T. Nelson.
I watched half of season one, and I was missing my boy Frasier, so I skipped to season three. And you know what? I didn't miss a beat. All I pretty much missed is that Sam got a new haircut. It's no longer like the early '80s. So
Sam Malone was awesome.
Yeah, he is. Also, it's weird. Ted Danson. Looks better as an old dude.
No, he aged way better in my opinion.
Because he kind of had a caveman look.
Yes, he did
back then.
Well, yeah. he always got made fun of for his giant forehead.
Yeah, it's like
because like I think it was on Family Guy. They actually did the thing where his forehead was huge and like Mary Steenburgen got close. Like it started raining. He's like, get under my forehead, and it protected.
But now him. He doesn't look like that. It's weird. He doesn't have.
He's a silver fox, bro.
But yeah, so.
But you know what? He was a handsome man then because women loved him.
They did. What is it? Ted
talked about fixing his hair all the time.
Ted Danson, Tim Gunn, and Anderson Cooper need to be in the same room.
Yeah.
Well, what do you think of that? You think that'd be cool?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So, yeah. All right. So,
just randomly, they'll just be there going.
Cheers. I recommend Cheers. Season three onwards. Frasier's great. Frasier Crane's great. It is great. It's a character.
All right. You can find me at Plain Travis on Twitter, Instagram, that stuff. I'm going to pull the curtain back just a little bit because people are going to be wondering, why aren't we recommending...
It's right behind you.
Yeah, I know. People are going to be wondering, why wouldn't we recommend Captain Marvel? It's because we're recording these episodes a little early. Captain Marvel, you're hearing this episode right after Captain Marvel came out. We're not saying... it's probably going to be great, but you won't get to hear our opinion of it for a few weeks at least. Just a heads up. But
We aren't.
So that's why it's so. Don't take us not recommending it as a sign that we all hated it.
I got my pre-order.
We all have our tickets, pretty much.
Except you.
Yeah, I don't. But I'm gonna go see it
because you're gonna see Battle Angel Alita.
Yeah.
Because you're a chud.
Oh, here we go.
See. Oh, by the way, that's the choice of the chuds now.
Is it?
So
But it's supposed to actually be decent.
Yeah, but they've claimed it now as because of Ethan Van Sciver. They've claimed that as the alternative to Captain Marvel.
But it's still a woman.
Yeah, but they're saying like you should watch this because you know. That'll show that Captain Marvel's a bad woman. And also, the plan is that when Captain Marvel releases, all the chuds are going to go see Battle Angel Alita.
But they're probably not going to.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah, but, it's cool. They're just helping the movie do better.
Yeah. No, they actually are.
No, because, that's what I'm saying. They're actually...
Cool. Pre-orders went up like 30%.
These guys confuse me baffle me.
Pre-orders went up 30% after that whole incident with Rotten Tomatoes. Oh. People actually were like...
Oh, they're rotten.
So I want to thank you guys because it's gonna ensure me not to do something silly, which I'm sure you'll hear about soon.
Oh yeah, yeah, hopefully you all saw Captain Marvel.
Oh yeah,
because there was a bet.
Okay,
people can know about it. You and friend of the show Jimmy Jams, your brother, had a bet whether or not Captain Marvel in its opening weekend. Would beat Wonder Woman's opening weekend domestically.
Which also did well.
Domestically, yes. Jim believed there's no way that a lesser-known female-led superhero would do better than someone who's as universally known
as Wonder Woman.
As Wonder Woman, which normally would be a valid point. But look at past history.
But argued that the Marvel brand is already...
And
no one knew what the Guardians of the Galaxy were.
And I raise a good point also. It's like, and Batman and Superman and Justice League, these movies didn't do well. So it's like...
Yeah.
So. But Aquaman may have helped his argument a bit.
You want to know why Aquaman did well? Yeah.
Because it was an actual movie, and Jason Momoa brings the moms to the theater.
That's the yes. You look at Jason Momoa, you're like,
Your mom went to go see it.
I saw it with her.
I went to go see it because Jason Momoa. You know why? Because he's the best part of Justice League,
my man.
But they actually toned that part down, which made me sad.
Aww. But yeah, Captain Marvel.
I didn't see this movie yet. Is it before Justice League? Or
no, it's after.
Okay,
they vaguely reference it, but it seems like
they talk about Steppenwolf.
Yeah, but okay. So the whole point of the bet was that, and Aaron said that it would totally beat Wonder Woman's domestic run on its opening weekend, and the wages of loss are that whoever loses has to. Put on Juggalo makeup, ICP, Insane Clown Posse face makeup, go out in public, go to a karaoke bar. If the karaoke bar does have any ICP songs, they have to sing an ICP song. We have to go as witnesses.
As a group, yeah.
If they don't have an ICP song, then I believe it's just a song of the winner's choice.
Yeah.
And
Let's Go All the Way.
Yeah, because they did do a cover of that.
Yeah.
And because at this point, the way it looks is Aaron's going to be victorious.
Because pre-order numbers are outpacing pretty much every Marvel movie now. They've beat Aquaman. The estimates literally jumped from 80 to 100 to now 150 from the opening weekend.
I mean, it's a fucking Marvel movie. You can't.
The first female-led Marvel movie.
Some of the solo Marvel movies don't break 100 in their opening weekend, so I kind of get where he's coming from. But this is a landmark one in numerous reasons, and it has so many other things going for it because it's also key to both people who are going to want to know what the end of Infinity War was about,
and it ties directly into
Endgame, which is coming out in a month. People can't wait for video on this, which I think was part of the plan. They have to see this in the theaters if they want to see Endgame opening weekend.
It's the following month, right?
It's literally the end of the fall. There's about roughly a 2-month separation because this is the beginning of March, and Endgame is end of April.
It's like Black Panther.
There's less of a gap. Yeah. Black Panther had February.
Yeah, so...
And also, it takes place.
Black Panther didn't directly tie into Infinity War the way people thought it was.
Does this take place during the 90s?
Yes.
And that, mostly.
That sounds fun too. I just love the 90s.
So and chuds have helped
like VH1.
Chuds have helped promote this movie more than ever because they're complaining. It's a woman who's powerful.
I'm just gonna go see Battle Angel and Captain Marvel and Shazam. So there you go.
So Zachary Levi's being awesome because people are going to be like, you should go see the real Captain people Marvel. Are doing go that, see yeah. Shazam. And Zach Levi was basically
watch both.
Like,
watch both.
No, he said, don't use me to further.
Like, he said, support her.
He was like, go. There's room for two Captain That's right. Marvels.
The big red cheese even approves.
Yeah, because he's awesome.
Of course he was. He's Billy Batson.
And he's, no, well, yeah, because he's awesome.
He's Chuck.
Well, he's not technically Billy. I mean, he is, but he's not.
Yeah. That movie looks fun.
It does.
I'm going to watch all three.
I'm a little nervous that there hasn't been another trailer for it, but it does.
They do the four.
They released one recently, didn't they?
No, there's only been the one actual full-length trailer. And that was the one that came out right after Comic-Con.
Really?
There hasn't been.
I saw a new one, didn't
That's not a full-length trailer. That's more of a TV spot. There, it was only about a minute.
We haven't had an official new trailer. Okay.
It's fine, though.
I hope.
Mark Strong. That's good casting.
Mark is strong. That's true. But my actual recommendation then, because I can't recommend Captain Marvel yet, even though I could have lied and just said, oh, it's great. Go see it.
No, don't do that.
Orville had a solid two-part episode that was pretty damn amazing recently. If you're not watching the Orville, it's really picked up in its second season, too. To me, it really does feel like a predecessor to early Star Trek.
You mean successor?
Yeah. What did I say?
Predecessor.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
It really feels I know you dropped off a lot, like you only watched maybe the first episode.
I watched like the first three and I was just like,
I would say it's worth going back and checking out.
I'm not even caught up on Disco.
I haven't seen any of it. I haven't seen any of it.
Like I've literally still only watched the first episode, my man. You know when I'll watch it? Summer, when no more TV's on, totally.
You know what? You gotta catch this season though, because Jason Isaac is a great character, and you should watch the second season.
Anywho, so also I still love. There was another book I was starting to read, but I can't think of what it was. Comic.
Oh,
come on. I can't think of what it was though.
Toss salad and scrambled eggs. The story of
Guardians. I still love what
the Fraser Crane story, right?
Donny Cates is doing with Guardians. And you quit sending him threats. We talked about that last week. All right, Tread.
At Obscure Alex on Twitter, Instagram. I recently picked up Pokemon Let's Go Eevee.
Pokemon Let's Go to the polls.
Okay, yeah. I feel like there's two different Pokemon things out right now.
Okay, so what's going on is...
They just announced a new one that's coming out.
It's not out yet.
Oh, okay.
The Sword and Shield?
Yeah, so that's not what it was.
No. That was just announced, but it's not out.
Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, it kind of uses the mechanics of Pokemon Go with how you catch Pokemon, so you don't have to punch them and then throw a ball at them. You can just throw the ball.
When do you ever punch a Pokemon?
Like, you fight them, like, you know, to weaken them, and then you capture them. So,
like a flag.
But that game is basically...
I accidentally punched a horse in Red Dead.
So you bongoed it.
Never mind that shit.
A guy was like coming at me near the saloon. And then when I punched, he moved out of the way and I punched a horse.
And then you said,
that just made me think of the video that someone shared off of Twitter in our little group where it was the guy trying to approach the horse to catch it. And then just out of nowhere, a ram comes and headbutts him. And they play, and then the video starts playing the Thomas the Tank music. It's hilarious.
But yeah, that game is fun. It's basically a remake of the Pokemon Red and Blue and Yellow.
Oh, okay.
But it's fun. It's like, it's easy to pick up, and I just enjoy it. It's always nice to revisit.
Is that where those new starters are from or something?
No, that's Sword and Shield.
Oh, because I've been seeing everyone talk about those new starters.
So, yeah, I've been retweeting a lot because I like them. That game is going to be on the Switch also. So
not on the Game Boy?
They're done with that. They're not doing games on the handheld.
Pokemon's
anymore.
No longer on a handheld.
Well, because the Switch also is kind of a handheld system.
But no.
Wow.
It's meant to be both, so.
That ends the era of Game Boy games.
Sun and Moon, Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. That was basically their big send-off because they had...
Noxuna Moon.
Because they had all the bosses from the previous game show up as like your final battle. And it was like, so yeah, end of an era, but we must move on to bigger and better things. So yeah, Pokemon.
Well, all right. I guess that.
What do you think, Nick? What do you think of The Last Castle?
I thought Robert Redford was old man swole, but he's not as swole as me.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave their right to
me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the land.